This is Issues 2023. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Nancy Dooling, President and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc. Welcome to Issues 2023.
Thank you, Steve.
June 2nd to 10th, the dates for the Big Party on the Prairie and the Wichita River Festival, and our listeners should get plenty of valuable information today. But first, Nancy, tell us about Wichita Festivals, Inc. When and how did it get started?
Back in the 1970 is when there was the centennial celebration. And there was such a great response in the community that they decided, we need to do this again. We need to bring the community together. And so in 1972 is when they started the Wichita River Festival. And so when you look at our number of years, this will be our 51st festival. And then when you talk about our Admiral, it's the 49th Admiral. Yes. So we're off 2 years.
Just a quick sidebar here. I remember in 1972 when I was in radio working in town, and I think a couple of women came to talk to me and tell me about this river festival thing. And they were just looking for ways to promote it and whatnot. And I just kind of tossed them out the door.
Oh.
And boy, was I wrong. Well, you make mistakes.
We do. We do.
It looks like to me, if my memory serves me, it kind of grew out of the idea of the annual Wichita, the annual River Fest celebration at North High School.
True.
Where the kids used to, and that book fair they used to have.
Yes.
It all came together with that. But boy.
Yeah, you have a lot of history. That's a good memory.
What a great idea it's been. It's just great.
Yes. Now,
how is Wichita Festivals funded, Nancy?
It is funded through our button sales, food and beverage down on the food print during the festival, and due to corporate sponsorships.
Some corporate. So is there any city, state, federal money coming in on that? Or
with our sponsorships, the city of Wichita is a sponsor, along with doing in-kind services for us. They truly help us, you know, with closing the streets and making sure everything is safe. Right. We have to apply for a license to the city of Wichita, and we have to outline everything that's going to be inside our footprint, and getting their okay and approval to be able to host the festival.
But the River Festival itself started, as we said. Are there any of those people still around that started it? Do you know?
I'm trying to.
I can't remember who it was, but there were two or three people who just, we're going to do this.
That's exactly right.
Dreamers.
It was kind of like the John Bell that used to be with Security First.
Right.
One of the gentlemen would be Bill Cozine, who was our 8th Admiral, and he is still with us. And he, you know, he was on that founding committee.
Good.
Yes.
Now this is, as you said, this is 51st River Festival. Now, how does this festival compare with others across the region? Is there anything like it?
Last year, when I came on board as the president and CEO, we belonged to an organization called International Festivals, Events, and Associations. And they are the guru of, you know, the organization that everybody asks questions to. And to be honest, they were so surprised that we were still open and that we could do a 9-day festival, because so many festivals had closed due to the pandemic and COVID situations. And, I mean, again, it just shows what Wichita, our community, can do and how we bring people out to celebrate. So on a regional level, we are considered the largest event in the state of Kansas.
When you talk, you brought something up that I was going to ask you, and that's about the pandemic. How did it impact the River Festival?
The only comparison I have is last year, and we compare it to 2019, and our numbers for attendance were down by 25%. In 2019, we had over 440,000 attendees. And last year, we had 330,000 attendees, which I still think is a great number, because we were putting so many things together at the last minute. And you could just feel the energy last year as people were walking around and how excited they were to be out of their homes and, you know, to feel that sense of community and to be working together.
Do you just track it here? You put a little graph in your mind here. What's about the average for the past 8-10 years, do you think, is as far as attendance is concerned?
Attendance, I would say anywhere from like the 380,000.
That sounds right.
Yes.
I think so.
For an average. Mm-hmm.
Now, where do the visitors come from? I know they don't all come from Wichita.
They do not. They do not. We have a great partnership with Visit Wichita, and they do a lot of marketing into the Kansas City area. They even go down to Oklahoma City, down to Dallas. And last year, they were able to show us numbers of where people came from. And it's just amazing how people do come. They're starting to come to Wichita. I think just recently there was some announcement that Wichita has been given an award for a summer destination. And they have worked very hard on that. And again, they advertise into these other communities about our great attractions and our great festivals that we have here.
Yeah, it seems like several years ago we had some travel writers, or maybe this is just a common occurrence with it, but these people were from other countries.
Yes.
And they
yes.
were writing about it and giving some pretty good publicity that way.
Yes.
They'll probably get a few people from overseas that just happen to drop by.
That's true. And again, it also depends on what conventions are going on in town. My very first professional job, I worked for the Wichita Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is now called Visit Wichita.
Yeah.
And I was on the tourism side, and you're right. We do have travel writers that would come to town and write about what we have here, and it really does entice people to come and visit.
Let's talk for a little bit about the buttons.
Sure.
And their importance in financing the operation.
Yes.
How much do they cost this year?
Sure. For adults, it is $15, and you can get those buttons at your local Quick Trip here in Wichita, El Dorado, or Derby. For a child, the button will be $5, and that is for ages 6 through 11, and then children under the age of 5 are free. And if you take that $15 and divide that by 9 days, you know, that's less than $2 a day for entertainment. So well, I hope people will see the value and support us with purchasing a button.
As far as the physical venue, I know it in the old days, it was just kind of wide open and you could go anywhere and do anything you wanted. But some of these are kind of, how would you put it? They're not fenced off, or they're contained areas, right?
Yes.
That's why the button's there to get you.
Right. The entrance now is gated.
Okay.
And so when you come through, if you do not have a button, we do have button sellers there available to help you with your purchase. Or if not, you know, please stop at your local Quick Trip and pick one up on your way in.
And do's and don'ts, don't bring your dogs.
Correct. Those furry friends.
I've seen people down there with snakes now.
Oh, goodness. Yes. You know, people do not realize how hot that pavement gets for their paws, you know. And so that's, you know, one reason we'd just like for you to keep your furry friends home and in, you know, a cool area, because it can get a little warm down there.
Kay Monk Morgan is Windwagon Smith this year, number 49, you said. Tell us a little bit about the legend of Windwagon Smith. A lot of folks don't know what that's all about.
Sure, sure. Actually, it was a story from Disney. And years ago, when you were talking about the 1972 festival, they used to have the legend of Windwagon Smith in the festival lineup.
The pageant.
Yes, yes, over at Cowtown Museum.
Right, right.
And that's where the Windwagon, you know, comes into it. And, you know, it's just a story from Disney and how the legend of Windwagon Smith comes around.
He took a Conestoga wagon and he put a sail on it.
That's right.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yes, especially, you know, in Wichita,
Especially if you're going north.
That's right. Very true. Yeah. Very true. Very true.
And you couldn't pick a better one than Kay. She's just a delightful person, a real community leader.
She is. She truly is. She was on our board and held the board chair position. She truly loves our event, Gospel Fest. And this year, LeAndrea Johnson will be the lead singer, entertainer for our Gospel Fest. And Kay, Dr. Admiral Kay, actually advocated for LeAndrea. So we're so excited that we were able to secure her for our entertainment.
Whole thing starts with the breakfast and so forth, but really the whole thing really starts with the sundown parade on Friday night.
Correct. Yes.
Tell me about that. How many floats? Give me some idea what's going on.
Sure. The Safe Flight Auto Glass Sundown Parade will be on Friday, June 2nd. It will start at 6:30 p.m. and the parade route will be south on Main Street. We'll take a turn east on English. And then we'll go north on Market. And we have over 75 to 80 entries with the parade this year.
So is that about the average?
It is. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. A little more than last year.
And the concert and fireworks Friday night, right?
Correct. Uh-huh. And this year, Shaggy will be our entertainment.
Who?
Shaggy, a Jamaican rapper.
Okay.
Yes. And then we will follow that with the Textron Aviation fireworks, which, you know, Wichita loves fireworks.
Yep, that's true.
So we're blessed that we're able to offer fireworks the first Friday night and the second Saturday.
Now, if you're listening to Issues 2023 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Nancy Dooling, President and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc. Nancy, Saturday, a huge event. This thing grew and grew, and I don't know how big it is now, but the Fidelity Bank River Run, it used to be, I think, the fourth did it years ago, but there was a time when I ran both events, the 2 mile and the 10K.
What a guy.
I don't run that much anymore.
What a guy.
But to tell us about that.
Sure. It is the Fidelity Bank River Run, and that will be hosted on Saturday, June 3rd. At 400 West Waterman, which is in front of the Hyatt Hotel. We do have a 10K, we have a 5K, and this year, instead of the 2 mile, we're having a 1 mile. And what we are trying to do is encourage families to come out and participate in the family fun run. And then following that will be the Tot Trot. And those are for children 2 to 7 years of age, and just a lot of fun. And then also we do have, in each of the races, there is an opportunity. There's a wheelchair race also.
Good, yeah. And if the weather could be nice. I mean, I can remember running that when that course went over through the park. I'm not sure.
Correct.
Does it still go through the Sim Park?
It does.
Uh-huh. Okay, I can remember. I'll just share with you. One morning in that run and going through there, the golfers had to stop because we were going down the road.
Oh, it doesn't go that far north.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They all had to stop and watch us. And all I could see was all these heads bobbing all the way around me, close,
yes.
hundreds. And all you heard was the feet on the ground.
Yes.
And nothing else.
Wow.
And several hundred people. It
yes.
was great. And the people came out and sat on their lawn chairs
yes.
and watched
cheering.
Us.
Yes. Yes.
It's definitely. A great event. Yeah. Great event.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to share with you after the river run, we have a pancake feed by our admirals. So you'll be able to smell some great pancakes.
Oh, boy.
And Dole Foods here in Wichita is donating bacon for the event. So
what can be better than that?
Exactly. Exactly. So that is $5 for adults and $3 for children. But you'll be able to, I don't know, I'm excited for that because we will have been working very hard to get everything set up.
Sure,
and it'll
sure.
be nice to have some breakfast available for us.
A complete schedule is available at your website of everything that you're doing. And the website is, well, you know, anymore, I don't even give websites. Just Google it, Wichita River Festival.
That's
it'll
it.
Come up.
That's
that
right.
Google's really handy.
Yes, it is. Yes,
now,
it is.
Are you going to have a food court this year?
Oh, yes, we're going to have a food court. In fact, the food court, they started putting that together on Monday. It's
really?
Yes, it's amazing. And the floors went down yesterday in the food court, and those are completed. So the next step will be starting to bring in the water lines and gas lines, you know, those type of utilities that we will need. And then after that, the finishing touches will be the tents going up.
Wow. And it goes on all week long.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, all week.
I wonder if you would if you could highlight some of the music offerings this year. You've already talked about one But there's music going on all week long.
There is. Would you like for me to say every...
How many you got?
We've got 9.
All right.
And this year we've got 25 different bands.
Yikes. Well, we can't do that many.
I know. But so Friday night we'll start off with Shaggy. Saturday...
What is Shaggy? Is it...
It's Jamaican rap.
Oh, okay. You did say that. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes. And then on Saturday evening, June 3rd, we'll have Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. On Sunday, June 4th, will be Parker Millsap. And at the Gospel Fest on June 5th will be Lee Andrea Johnson. On Tuesday, we will have Eli Young and his band. On Wednesday, which would be June 7th, we will have the Gin Blossoms.
Ooh.
Yes, and people are very excited for that group.
Yeah.
And on Thursday, we host a favorite event, Cajun Food Fest. So we really tried hard to find some music with that group to follow, and that will be the Soul Rebels.
Okay.
And they have lots of brass horns, so it will really fit with that Cajun Food Fest. On Friday is our Fiesta Del Rio event, and we have lots of entertainment there, a mariachi band, and just lots of entertainment for people to enjoy there. On Saturday, we will end with Parmalee, and that's an up-and-coming group here on the billboards right now.
Bathtub races?
We have what you call the cowboy antique bath or antique races.
Okay.
Unfortunately, people just don't have those cast iron bathtubs
don't
anymore.
Float very well, anyway.
Well, true. But we had to go to Plan B, I guess is what we would call it. And so it is the cowboy bathtub races, which are actually stock tank.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
That'll work.
Yes.
The medallion hunt? Is that still going?
That is still going on. That is sponsored by Wichita Eagle, and they will have their first clue next Thursday, June 1st.
That's always fun.
Yes.
I could never even come close to figuring it out, but that's just something I didn't participate in very well.
Steve,
but what's it worth?
$1,000. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Two weeks pay.
Yes.
The final night. Fireworks?
Fireworks.
And that's a big concert.
It is.
The Twilight Pops still.
And they're over, actually, on that evening, they're over at the Symphony in the Flint Hills.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
But there will be a concert.
Yes, it's the Parmalee.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, Parmalee, and then following that will be the Capitol Federal Fireworks.
Okay. Yes. Let's go back and talk about some of the do's and don'ts. I know you don't want to, we don't want animals down there, but
Make sure you're wearing comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of steps that you have to take in, so make sure you have comfortable shoes. And please stay hydrated. We will have hydration stations, so you can bring in a water bottle as long as the seal is not broken. But if you bring something in and the seal is broken, it will have to be empty, but you can utilize that container for when you can go to our hydration station to get a drink.
Over the years, you know, and I've been here the whole time, but over the years, I've observed that the people pretty well behave. This is mostly a family thing.
True.
And there are kids everywhere. And for the most part, I think people behave.
They do. They really do.
You still have to have a security presence. So.
We do. We work very closely with the Wichita Police Department, and they are present throughout the 9 days walking around. And, yes, we do. We want it to be safe for children. We have that the kids' corner for children to come down and have a good time in. So, again, we just want it to be family-oriented and bringing our community together to celebrate.
Has anyone ever assessed the economic impact of the River Festival?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
All right. Thank you for bringing that up. It is $25 million to $28 million each year. And so that's quite a number that comes back into our community with hotel rooms, people gassing up as they come in, people shopping, and, the restaurants and different things like that. So it's one of those turn effects. It, you know, the dollar just keeps trickling down. But it's $25 million to our local economy.
Well, I spoke recently with one of your one of our merchants, we will say, down in the Delano district.
Oh, yes.
She told me that she looks forward to it every year because you got more customers and they're
great.
All pretty well behaved. So they
wow, we love to hear that positivity comment. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. You know,
yes.
And I look at this and how would you there? You, from what you've told me this morning, there the logistics are just amazing. How many people do you employ? How many volunteers do you use to do all this?
We have 8 full-time people, and we have over 9,000 volunteers. We do have several committees that work year-round. That is our volunteer committee, our finance committee, and then our operations committee. And so within our operations committee, there are different subcommittees. So when we were talking about the food court earlier, there is a group called FAB, Food and Beverage. And those are volunteers that are down there when we are doing the setup for the food court. It is amazing what people do to their commitment to the festival.
Yeah.
You know, the time that they give to us. It's amazing.
It's been very impressive over the years to see that happen.
Yes.
So now we've talked about a lot of things this morning. Is there anything that stands out that's just new and different this year?
That's what I'd like to maybe tell you about some of our new events.
Go ahead.
All right. We're going to have a roller derby over at the Wichita Ice Center. And again, it's a partnership. You know, this event, the 9 days would not happen without all the partners that we have.
Yeah.
And the Bonnie Patrick is the lead on that. And she also is a person that used to be our board chair. So it's wonderful that she has brought this idea back to us to have this roller derby. She participates in it. And it will be at the Wichita Ice Center on Saturday, June 3rd from 10 to 5. We're going to do a Habitat for Humanity build. It's a panel build. And that will start on Sunday, June 4th, and go through the rest of the festival. You'll be able to see that panel build and even come and help participate. And that will be set up in front of the chamber at 350 West Douglas, so Douglas and Waco. And then we have a lot of participatory events. We're working with the city of Wichita. We're bringing back the sand volleyball tournament down at O.J. Watson Park. We'll have a kickball tournament. There's a pickleball tournament, just all kinds of cornhole tournament, all kinds of, you know, events that you can get out and show yourself.
On the webpage, all of it?
Yes. Actually, if you want to register, you'll need to go through the city of Wichita on their website to register for their events.
Okay. Now, the Bonnie Patrick you mentioned, is she a roller derby person?
She is. She is.
Is she Bonnie Neal Patrick?
She know? Is, and she was a longtime volunteer for festival.
Yeah.
She's
crazy, you know.
No.
You knew that.
No. Oh. She just she just has so much energy. I wish I had her energy.
I've known her and her family for a long
time. Yes.
They're good people.
Yes, they are. And this is my third time back at festivals, and her parents were button sellers when I was there the first time. I mean, they just love the festival.
Okay, that's it. We're out of time. Our guest, Nancy Dooling, President and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2023, the River Festival coming up the 2nd through the 10th of June. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. I'm Steve McIntosh.